Yeah, I'm very happy because we made a very good performance against good team, good players. Very good. The first 20 minutes were a little more difficult for us, but after we grow up a lot and make a very good performance, I'm very happy. Christian, but also Kazaki and Musa scored three fantastic goals.
They say that the Tinker Man tinkered. You made two changes. The two players you brought in both scored. That's a pat on the back for you, isn't it?
Yes, but it was important to see during the training session. Okazaki was in very good moment, and also Musa slowly grow up. He's understand better the Premier League, and for this reason he started from the beginning.
This is the important thing, isn't it? Having the squad, having the players that you can bring in.
Yes, of course, because when you play every 3 days, I need to change and make some rotation. Maybe today we start our league, but not to do something last season. Forget last season, please, forget. That was a magic season. Now we have to fight to do our best.
It was your birthday this week, 65. You've had a win against Copenhagen and now against Crystal Palace. How do you feel?
I feel good. It's strange. When I win, I feel good. When I lose, I feel badly.
Claudio, thank you.
Thank you to you. Bye.
Alan, what are your thoughts after that today? You certainly created a lot of chances, didn't you?
Yeah. It was a strange game, really, because Leicester got goals at great times for them. The periods of pressure that they had, they scored. And unfortunately, we did the opposite. We had a great spell at the start, and our quality in that final third just lacking. We created one great chance when we hit the frame of the goal at 0-0. But they were good today, Leicester. I mean, we weren't, you know, I don't think anyone who was here today, whether you was a journalist or a neutral or supporting Leicester, would say that we didn't put in a top performance. But Leicester were very good today, and they got goals at the right time.
Yeah, on another day, you could have easily left here with 3 points. It's baffling, this game, sometimes.
Yeah, but the bottom line is, you know, we've got to get some clean sheets under our belt, and that's been our problem this year. And we can't afford to chase 3 goals. I mean, the third goal is a special goal. You know, you have to take your hat off to the player. But the first two, I feel we could have done better on, and that's an area we have to improve in.
How much of a concern is that, and how do you go about turning around? Was it 14 matches, I think, now in the league without a clean sheet?
Yeah, it's a concern because, you know, that is makes winning games so much easier. We come up against Liverpool next, so that won't be easy. But we're going to have to work on it this week.
9 games into the season, overall, how do you feel you're doing this year?
Well, I think we've shown that we're a more attractive side. But that don't get you points and don't get you victories. So we've got to make sure that we get the balance right between winning games and controlling games. I think we've had 59% possession again second half today, and pretty even first half. So we've had the bulk of possession. We've got to turn that into chances, and we've got to stop the opposition creating chances against us. But that's sort of gibbledygook talk. The bottom line was we weren't bad today, and Leicester were good. I thought they just edged the game, and the scoreline perhaps just flatters them a little.
Thanks for your time, Alan.
Thank you. Top man.